remind you to place your phones or audio connections on mute until such time you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Thank you for that. So, I want to welcome you to San Diego Mission Academy. It's a regular board meeting. It's Tuesday, September the 6th, 2022 at 2 o'clock. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures, as addressed by the board under Agenda Item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@sdmissionacademy.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. All right. So as required by State Law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the Charter School's website. So we're going to call the meeting to order and establish our quorum by doing a roll call. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck?
Here.
Mike Malloy?
Present.
John Dortch?
Present.
Barbara Willebrand?
Present.
So we have a quorum. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and John Dortch, can I ask you to do that? And everyone
else. My pleasure. Mm-hmm. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Feels good to stand up, actually, so that's nice. Thank you for doing that. Okay, so now we're going to go to staff introductions, go to corporate officers, and that's Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, Madam President. Good afternoon to you and your board members. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
All right, great. And Jerry Vincent.
Good afternoon, Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
All right, thank you, Jerry. So now school staff.
Good afternoon, Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent.
And it's Jenna Yunus, Principal, SDMA.
Good afternoon.
Joy Taylor, Director.
Go ahead, Joy. Go ahead.
Joy Taylor, Director of Federal and State Programs.
Kevin Noggin, I'm the liaison to our authorizer, Warner Unified.
Thank you. That was the voice I was waiting for, Kevin. And this is Jeff Martino, Vice President, Charter Relations. Thank you.
All right. Welcome to all of you. School Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
All right. Presenters?
Good afternoon, Board. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLIC.
All right, and any other staff that is assisting? No, is that it? All right, welcome everybody, thank you. So now I'm gonna go into 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martinoff.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board packets for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days the meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
All right. So I need a motion and a second to adopt 1E.
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, I'll second.
We'll go with Barbara Willebrand on that one. Mike Malloy has motion. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been approved unanimously. So now we're in F. Approve agenda for the September 6, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1F.
John Dortch move.
Barbara
Willebrand seconds.
Okay, John Dortch move, and I guess Barbara Willebrand seconded. Vote Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
1F has been approved unanimously. So now we're on 1G, approved minutes of the July 19, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Assume that you've all read these. If there's any corrections, please let us know. Otherwise, I need a motion and a second to approve 1G.
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Guys, you're funny. Mike Malloy, I knew you did. Mike Malloy moved and Barbara Willebrand seconded. We'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
1G has been approved unanimously. 1H, approved minutes for the April 4th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume you've read this. Are there any corrections or comments? Please let me know. Otherwise, I need a motion and a second to approve 1H.
Barbara Willebrand moves.
Claudette Beck second.
All right. Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1H has been approved unanimously. That's good. So now we're into consent items. All items listed on the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. So we're on A, consent agenda items 1 through 4. 1, the board will be asked to approve the acceptable use policy for the free application for federal student aid or the California Dream Act application completion requirement. 2, the board will be asked to approve the revised school safety plan. 3, the board will be asked to approve the revised special education master plan. And 4, the board will be asked to approve the revised English learner master plan. Are there any board members who want to discuss one of these? Otherwise, can I have a motion and a second to approve consent items A, 1 through 4?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
John Dorff seconds the motion.
Okay, so Mike Malloy is motion, John Dortch is seconded. So we'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 2, consent items A, 1 through 4 has passed unanimously. So now we're on public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce yourself or leave a comment? And Shelley, has anyone contacted you from the public?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here from the Charter Affairs team to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, thank you so much. So now we're at 4, school reports and information. This is principal update, Jenna.
Hi, this is Jenna Yunis, principal at San Diego Mission Academy. Oh, perfect. We've got the board report up on the screen again. So welcome. We have just completed the second learning period of our 13 learning period school year, and it's amazing to see how fast things have gone by. So you'll notice at the under the principal's board update that our ADA or utilization has been at 88.85%, and most recently as of 8/25 at 91.39%. So we are really proud of the SDMA team. We have consistently had high mobility in our San Diego charter. You can see the student count on the left is at 162, which is a pretty solid average for the amount of time the charter has been open. We are up 7 students from the previous learning period, which is pretty normal as we lose students to just natural attrition, going back to the traditional high schools, and also due to graduation deadlines, which are August 15th for the previous reporting period. So our demographics in San Diego Mission Academy are a little bit more slanted toward older students. We do get a lot of referrals for students who have aged out of high school programs or who have absences and then who come back to finish their program. And through our WIOA partners, we're able to service those students as well. We are excited to see so many students doing well at the start of the school year. We are tracking student activity completion in their online coursework over last year at the same time, and we're noticing they are doing more and they are progressing more quickly through classes. So we are also seeing increased engagement. We are offering daily synchronous instruction for middle school and high school students and booking services for one-on-one instruction and on-demand tutoring through the website as well. Our counselors have been holding grade level orientations to explain the requirements for graduation, the pathways to college and career, as well as what each grade level needs to prepare at this time. They are also continuously meeting with students to discuss the new guidelines for FAFSA or Financial Aid or DREAM Act application before the end of the senior year and having a lot of success with that as well. So, I truly strongly believe that these opportunities for engagement and our dedicated teamwork in providing this stability and consistency for students and these opportunities for engagement are responsible for the increase in academic progress. And I think this will be our best year yet. So I do have just a snip of student success for you. In August, we held our virtual graduation, and typically we survey our graduates to see if they want an in-person graduation or if they want a virtual graduation. Many of the students tend to be a little bit more introverted, one of the reasons they choose an online program. But this graduate that you see up on your screen, this is Jelena Carey, and she gave this really heart-wrenching, like, tearjerker shout-out to her academic advisor, Ms. Peebles, who's on the screen there. She said, I don't think I could have gone through school without Ms. Peebles, her advisor. She said, I moved around a lot. I've literally been all over North America, and not any school that I've been to has there been a teacher that cared about my education like you did. And Ms. Peebles is a very, very strict and tough advisor. She doesn't get through to all of the students, you know, and it was so heartwarming to see, you know, how she touched Jelena. Angelina had a military background, so she really had been to many different schools, was fiercely independent, but really made that connection with her advisor, which touched us all. So hopefully in the future, we will be able to provide more media and video clips of our graduations and our student events and things that I can share with you at your board meeting. So if there is anything that you'd like to see in a future principals update, please let Lindsay or myself know, and we'd be happy to share those with you. A lot of great things happening. This is a big year for professional development, an A through G four-year college and dual enrollment push as well. So lots of good things ahead. Thank you. That concludes my report.
All right. Thank you. May I ask a question?
Sure.
Thank you. I noticed that you had the differential between Hispanic, Latino, and Mexican American. Is there a reason for that?
It's actually a separate field in how students identify themselves on our incoming registration paperwork. So students have the there is a Hispanic, non-Hispanic differentiator in the demographic information that we have, but then within the specific identity field, it's separated as Mexican American or Hispanic or Latino. So I can definitely follow up on more information, but that's how the fields are and how the students choose to self-identify.
Thank you.
That's interesting.
Oh, that is.
Thank you so much, Jenna. Again, we love this format.
Yes.
A lot. Going to show it to my kids. All right. All right. So are there any other questions from board members for Jenna? All right. Let's go to B, current vendor list. Lindsay.
Thank you, President Sanford. You will be able to find this on page 70 of your board packet. The vendor list includes services like professional development, technology, healthcare, benefits, etc., and is presented as an informational item twice a year for the board members' review. The report covers July 2021 through June 2022. Please carefully review the vendor list to ensure that there are no conflicts of interest. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And we've seen this list before, so anybody else who has a comment about it? All right, then we'll move on. To C, finance update and budget overview for the 22-23 school year. Geeta.
Hello, board. This is Geeta with LLAC. So I have three items under the finance update I'd like to bring the board's attention to. The first one is the Omni Financial Update, which overviews the line of credit for the school. It's updated as of July 31st, 2022. The document you're looking at, you can also find it in your packet on page 72. It's for the board's information if you need to ever access this information. So it reflects the school's line of credit, which is currently approved at $1 million. It reflects the expiration date, which you'll see it says September 3rd, 2022, but the bank is actually working on the renewal. The reason I don't have the updated renewal date for 1 year is because they didn't have the unaudited actuals and we just finished it. So it should renew before the end of this week. And their current interest rate is a change from the last report I presented to the board. Previously, the last update was an interest rate of 4.5%. And as you all know, Omni line of credit moves with prime rate. And you keep hearing, I'm sure, in the news that the Fed is increasing interest rates. So the prime rate plus 0.5% is the rate for Omni, which currently is at 6%. And if school needs to borrow funding from this line of credit, we support the school to find the lowest interest rate, obviously. And then this document also reflects the line of credit drawn from the account, which is zero. The school didn't need to borrow money. And also the covenant ratios that we have to calculate for the bank to ensure that the school meets certain requirements and criteria, and the school meets all of that and always has met, so they can continue get approval for the line of credit. So that concludes my first item on the finance update. If there are no questions, I'll move on to the second item. Okay, so the second item on the finance update is the financial reporting calendar for fiscal year 22-23. These are the items that LLAC supports the school as far as the reporting requirements to the governing agencies, for example, California Department of Education, and compliance as far as financial reporting. So the first two items are annual budget and adopted budget, which for last year, we already had those approved by the board back in June. And then obviously it'll come up again in June of 2023. And then the third item is the unaudited actuals, which is due as well. That's on the calendar today on the agenda. So I will go over that with the board for fiscal year 21-22. The fourth item is the audit report. The audit report is prepared by a third-party auditor. So that's due in December. And then again in December, there's a first interim report due, which is the first financial report for the school that shows the financial condition for the first 4 months of the operations. The next item is the P1 ADA report. And this is used as a key matrix for determination of funding for the first principal apportionment that comes to the school. The next item is the second interim report, which is a financial report for the 7 months of operations for the school. And the next item is P2 ADA report and the annual apportionment or annual ADA, which are used as key matrix for the significant portion of the school funding. The last item on this calendar is the Form 990, which is the corporation non-profit tax return. And this report is due to IRS by the set deadline, and it always obviously will be brought to the board before filing. So that completes the calendar, and if there are no questions, I'll move on to the third item. Okay, so the third item is actually a very good news for the school and the students. So when we first supported Lindsay to provide the budget to the board for approval, the budget included, according to the governor's budget, an additional 6.56% COLA added to the LCFS, which was additional funding for the school, and it's already actually reflected in the budget that the board approved. After that, there was an additional augmentation of about 6.28% added to that COLA. So that addition comes with additional revenue. So for the school is about $134,464. So this is additional funding that is not in the budget that the board has approved. So this dollar amount or this funding will be reported on the first interim report when we report it to the board. And then Lindsay in the interim is working with the controller and the finance team to identify expenditures that can support the school and the students. So that concludes my finance update, and if there are any questions, I'll be happy to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you, Gita. Any questions from the board? All right. If not, let's move to D, annual board training announcement. Lindsay.
Thank you, President Sanford. This is an annual training for charter school board members and leaders on the Brown Act and conflict of interest laws. It will be presented by Young, Mini, and Core, which we've used in the past. There will be two options for the training, one in the evening and one in the daytime. The evening offering will be on September 27th, which is a Tuesday, and the morning offering will be Wednesday, September 28th at 11 a.m. Topics covered include extensive Brown Act training, conflict of interest laws, and what you need to know in filling out Form 700, and RSVPs will be coordinated with Vanessa Mendoza. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We look forward to that, as we do every year. So now we're on action items. The board will be asked to approve the unaudited actuals for 21-22 school year. Gita.
Thank you, board. So the full report of the unaudited actuals for 21-22 is in your packet. You can find it on pages 77 to 89. So this report is the last financial report of the year, and it provides a summary of how the school has performed financially throughout the fiscal year. So we're going to review fiscal year 21-22. The report also includes a summary of statement of revenue and expenditures, net position, information about schools' assets and liabilities, and information about average daily attendance that includes last year's funding ADA, and projections for fiscal year 22-23 that were used as a base for developing current year's budget. In the fiscal year 21-22, the school had a funding ADA of 164. This funding ADA provided a final year and total revenue of $2.7 million. Total revenue was very similar, about $10,000 higher than the projections presented at the board meeting in June, including same level of revenue from LCFS sources, special ed, and mandated block grant, and small increase in lottery and local revenue. On the expenditure side, the school ended the fiscal year with a total expenditure of $2.4 million. This total also shows same level of expenditures compared to prior projections, about $4,000 higher. This included a small increase in certificated and classified salaries and a small decrease in school supplies, professional services, and communication spending. In the fiscal year 21-22, the school had an excess revenue of $319,000, which is about $6,000 higher than the prior projection. With this excess revenue, the school ended up fiscal year 21-22 with a total net position of negative $24,000. Of this reserve, $209,000 is restricted reserves that is composed of unspent funds of state grants that were received but not fully spent in 21-22, including Educator Effectiveness Grant, A to G Completion Grant, Special Education One-Time Grants, and Ethnic Studies Block Grant. A list of resources related to these grants and the individual amounts that compose of restricted reserve is included in the report. The last line in the net position section of the report shows an unrestricted net position of negative $233,000. As we have addressed in previous meetings, in fiscal year 21-22, the school was funded based on its growing enrollment and is gradually improving its net position as the funding supports this growth. San Diego Mission Academy continues to monitor its fiscal management and will progressively build a healthy school reserve. As I mentioned at the beginning of the report, the unaudited actuals also report a balance sheet item. This reflects a school year end assets and liabilities, and you can find it in your packet on pages 3 and 4 of the report. By the end of the year, the school shows the asset items, including cash, receivables, and prepaid expenditures. On the liability section, you will see an accounts payable and current loan balance with LLAC, with no other special line items to report at this time. Lastly, the net position in line K of this section shows a total reserve of negative $24,000 that matches the total ending net position in the reserve section on page 2 of this report. And that concludes my report for unaudited actuals for fiscal year 21-22. And if there are any questions, I'll be happy to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you, Gina. Any questions for the board? All right, so we're going to need a motion and a second to approve 5A.
Barbara
Willebrand will second it.
All right, Mike Malloy has motion, Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right, so it has been approved unanimously, and it is 5A. All right, so now we're on 6, additional corporate officers and board members, observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, President Stanford. I just want to congratulate Lindsay Reese. She always has some of her staff coming into these meetings and sitting through them and getting them involved. That's very rewarding to me to see that reach out to the folks that work with her and around her. And Gina, listen, you know, I just love the bulletins that come out. I call it your magazine and enjoy reading that when it comes to it. Interesting, the virtual graduation. I really hadn't thought much about that, but you brought that up, and I was thinking there's a lot of young people like foster kids, military kids that have kind of moved around a lot in their life, and this kind of a program sort of really makes it for them. And I can understand they're a little shy, and I know they don't know the other kids in the class because it's virtual, but thank you for what you've done, and I do appreciate. And Boyd, thank you so much for staying with this and helping us go through it. I do appreciate that too. So back to you, Madam President.
Thank you. Jerry Vincent.
Thank you, President Stanford. I echo Mr. Brown's sentiments, and I really want to say thank you, Jenna. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, staff, for really taking this program and improving on it. And, you know, is there room for us to grow? Sure is. But do we have the right professionals on the job to do it? Looking like it. So thank you very, very much. And board, your steadfast commitment to this school is everything that the school needs, that Lindsay needs, Jenna and staff. So thank you for that.
All right. That's great. So other board members? Well, if there are no other comments, we're going to move into closed session. And I'd like to request a motion and a second to adjourn our open public board meeting to go into closed session. We'll deal with two different subjects. One, public employee performance evaluation for area superintendent, and two, conference with labor negotiator, and that will listen to Bill Thompson about that. So can I get a motion and a second?
Barbara Willebrand moved.
John Dorch second.
So Barbara Willebrand has moved, John Dorch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it is unanimous that we will go into closed session. So Melissa, we are ready. Okay, thank you. So welcome back, everyone. So board member Mike Malloy made the motion to exit closed session, and board member John Dorch seconded the motion. And the board voted unanimously to adjourn closed session and reconvene to open public board meeting. And there was no action taken in closed session item number one, for the public employee performance evaluation, the area superintendent. And then there was no action taken in closed session for closed session item number two, for conference with labor negotiators with Bill Thompson. So no action was taken. So now, I'm going to find my other paper again. I want to tell you that we are on eight, closing item. Our next regular board meeting is September the 20th, 2022 at 11 a.m. And so now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Barbara Willebrand moved.
Claudette Beck second.
So Barbara Willebrand moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we are now officially adjourned by a unanimous vote. It was an awesome meeting. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.